Blackstone Audio presents The Spirit and the Skull by J.M. Hayes. This book is read by Barry Press. For Carl, who introduced me to the tundra and the people. For Egan, Hal, and John, who shared the magic. And in memory of Claire, for making it possible. Whoso neglects learning in his youth loses the past and is dead for the future. Euripides. Unthinkable. My shadow ran ahead of me, winking in and out. Low clouds scraped the top of the rocky slope I struggled to climb, allowing occasional flashes of sunlight. I hurried, bearing important news for my band. Nightmares I already couldn't remember had forced me from my sleeping robes that morning and sent me racing through the dwarf willows along the banks of a stream filled with glacier melt. I felt desperate to share what I'd discovered on my scout. Why hadn't I found the band already? They should have come farther than this. What slowed them? If we weren't well south of this tundra before another vicious winter hit, we'd freeze and starve again. The slope grew steeper as I scrambled over weathered shale and clawed my way up unstable conglomerate. The peak stood at least 20 times my height. Not something I wanted to climb, especially as the rock on this weathered ridge crumbled beneath me as I put my weight on it. The moss and lichen-covered surface tumbled me back down toward the stream, even though I grabbed at it with fresh enthusiasm, as the lion followed me out of the